Patterns of Presence, Day 1. Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. In the beginning, God created structure. He created the heavens and he created the earth. And within the structure that he made, his Spirit was found. His Spirit was hovering. Some translations say he was brooding. Some translations describe him as moving. Clearly, he was not only present, but he was active. The Spirit of God was a living reality occupying this new structure. At the beginning of absolutely everything, God created a structure and he filled it with his Spirit. And within the structure filled with his presence, he released life. Life that was to function with patterns and rhythms, routines and rituals. Genesis 1 says there was evening and there was morning, the first day. And with that first day came the first pattern, the first ritual, morning and evening. This is the pattern that would be forever. The ritual that would forever guide life within this structure. There has always been morning and there has always been evening. It doesn't matter what's going on in our worlds or within our own individual journeys, there is a certainty and assurance that we have that regardless of the ever-changing seasons, there will always be morning and there will always be evening. It's an unchanging pattern that guides all of life. And God created this pattern. The pattern from which all other patterns would flow, this rhythm that would govern all other rhythms. And he says of this making of pattern and forming of rhythm, it's good. There is goodness to be found in the patterns and the rhythm and the structures and the routines, because found within those things is something of God. He inhabits structure. He fills the regular with his reality and the routine with his Spirit. As we begin this journey together of prioritising his presence, we identify with Genesis and with the contents of that first day, because we come today to God with our own chaos, and we come from within the chaos of life, and we ask God, like in Genesis 1, we ask him to begin to form and to begin to make. We ask the Creator to create again, create with the canvas of my life, God, create within my life. Create within me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Today, pray a dangerous prayer. Ask God to shape your heart and to make your life a structure that he fills with his presence. Pray that God would make the depths of your heart the place where his Spirit hovers, broods, and moves. Be bold. Ask the Creator to bring order to your life, to bring out of your chaos the patterns and rhythms, the rituals and routines that allow you to see his design for living and his plan for your being. Pray today that God would renew your spirit, that it would become steadfast in the pattern of prioritizing his presence. And when you do, you'll find yourself at the beginning of something truly beautiful. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. He saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. He called the light day and the darkness night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day.
There's always more. It's that there's always more.